Wayne, Nancy, Skip, Becky, Patty, family, friends, we come here today to celebrate life. Life in Jesus and the life of William Sterling Hildebrand and the relationship that he had with our Heavenly Father. It's a day where our hearts are heavy and our tears don't always seem to be filled with joy. But it's a place that, even in this area of our lives, we have the place and the privilege of leaning into a Heavenly Father who doesn't just love us, but he showed his undying grace and forgiveness for William. A place for each and every one of us to grow in today. To live in his forgiveness and grace and to celebrate his mercy. You know William. William loved to play games. One thing that William enjoyed, not only about games, but whichever game it was, like this last summer when we were at Patty and Brian's and he goes out down there to play badminton, right? And an opportunity to hit it back and forth. It's there that not only because of his competitive nature that he wanted to make sure he could win, but it was also because he loved how it allowed him to connect with people. When you're in a game, you have the ability to talk about anything else. When you're in a game, while your goal is to kind of win, it's there that you have a chance to celebrate. And whether it was playing badminton or having the ability to join in board games throughout his life, William enjoyed each and every one of them. In every game, we know that it's a beginning and an end. It has its ups and it has its downs. And at the end, there is a winner. Will, like each of us, could win every game that he participated in, but couldn't win every game that he participated in, but one thing that was so amazing about Will is that he never quit. He never gave up. He never sat there and threw his hands in the air and said, "I'm not winning, so I'm going to walk away right now." No, William always finished. And kind of unlike this game of life, where at the end of the game, you tally up all your money, you look at all your possessions, you try to connect with all the things that you accumulated throughout the game, and that calls you to be the winner. William grew to understand in his life with Jesus that it wasn't about everything that you had, it wasn't about how much money you were given, it's not about all the things that you tried to find meaning and purpose in this world, but instead finding meaning and purpose in a relationship with Jesus. You see, in real life, our values and our purpose and our meaning aren't found in things of this world, but rather it's found because of how we have a relationship with God, our King, living truly in his grace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. And that's why we are here today. We're here today to celebrate the life of William. Not only to share stories of him and how he affected each of our lives, but also how the grace of God has saved him today. And how God's grace does the same for each and every one of us. It was almost 38 years ago in this church that Will was brought to the waters of baptism. There he was given a promise. Surrounded by his immediate family, because if you didn't know, Will was a little bit younger than everybody else. And surrounded by his church family, he was brought into the wonderful waters of baptism. Given faith by our Heavenly Father, he was given an assurance, not only being buried in Christ's death, but also being raised in his resurrection. That's why Jesus allows us to see that there is an empty tomb so that in our lives this morning, we do not need to be empty. He, like each of us, are given that promise. From John chapter 11, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in him will live. Will live. Will didn't allow the circumstances of his health, the circumstances of his situation,
He didn't allow that from his surgeries that were life-saving to take away any certain independence of his adulthood. He seemed to make the best of it in each way possible, even when many of us didn't expect it to happen like that. It tells us in Romans chapter 5, through him we have also obtained access to faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, there's an important progression there, isn't there? That in our sufferings, it produces one thing after the next, all the way to hope, all the way to a certain given opportunity that we have by God's love and grace, all to the place of the Holy Spirit that Wayne, you and Nancy chose for each and every one of your family to be brought to the waters of baptism, to be part of God's family, to help them see faith, to help them see Jesus. And Jesus is what we need today. Jesus is what we all need today, not just because of the saving grace that he provides for us, but because we need a comfort today. We need a hope. We need a future. It is in that hope where Will was able to choose to live even in all of his sufferings. He was able to live the way he needed to. And live is what he did. I remember a couple year or so ago, it was dark and we're arriving to Wayne and Nancy's and we're getting ready to pull into their driveway, and there my lights flash and it's William in his wheelchair. And in my mind I'm thinking, what are you doing? And in his mind he's sitting and saying, I'm waiting for the Uber driver across the street. You see, Will didn't allow things in his life to prevent him from living. But he didn't live just about like this world wants us to. He lived in relationship with Jesus. To hear the songs that he would sing, the Christian songs, the prayer journals, the scriptures that he would read. He had a chance and a place that in his sufferings or in the areas of his life where he would struggle at the most, like each and every one of us do, he chose to turn that time to Jesus, to turn it to hear from him, to listen to his word. And even though it wasn't easy all the time, even though it wasn't always practical in the lives of others, William would not allow his sufferings to get the best of him. Instead, he would persevere. And he built character. And each of us had a chance and a privilege to experience his character. Someone who would joke with us. Someone who would listen to us. Someone who would love us. The character that was enrooted upon him in his life and the way that he displayed that love that God gave before him as he gives it to us. And for each of us, we have countless memories of seeing Will do something that we didn't think he could do. Yet, he always came through it. He didn't allow his circumstances to dictate his life. And he didn't allow his circumstances to interfere with his relationship with Jesus. Yet we come here today with heavy hearts, looking for a place to turn, looking for a place to lean, looking that in our circumstances today, in our sorrow and in our grief, where can we find hope and assurance? It's in the same place that Will found it, in Jesus. And through our songs that you guys picked, in the scripture texts that we've read. It's there that we find the hope of Christ in and through our lives. And as people who believe in the creator of heaven and earth, and as believers who know Christ's promise to us is true, holy and right, we today grow in Christ's words from John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And we have full confidence today that where Jesus is, that is where Will is. Amen? And it's here in our lives that we may have that same gift. And as William speaks to us from the words of God, he allows us to know that there too is a place for us in God's heavenly kingdom, that we may be and will be reunited not only with him, but with our heavenly King, with our Savior, with our Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You see, while we were not ready for William to leave us, our Heavenly Father's promise to him in his baptism, by his grace, through his mercy, and given in Jesus' forgiveness came to fulfillment a week ago on Saturday. A promise God gave to William so many years ago that he is blessed to have today, the gift of heaven, a crown of life. Where today he does not have the sufferings he endured so long, that he does not have the health concerns that he fought so vigilantly, where he doesn't have the pain and the brokenness of this sinful world, but rather he has been given the gift of life, a holy body, a place in the heavenly kingdom. A place that when we come to commune together before our Heavenly Father, we know he too communes with us. See, Philippians chapter 3 tells us this. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. This life of William is what we celebrate today. This life given to him by our Heavenly Father, who forgave him all of his sins and brings him into his heavenly kingdom, a place where his grace and mercy abounds, a place where we become envious because he's with our Lord today with a holy body, with a holy mind, in a place where we can celebrate not only the life that he had in Christ, but what he did for each and every one of us. Don't allow your life today to be like a game trying to accumulate a lot of stuff. Instead, allow it to be a place where in your sufferings, you persevere, where you build hope, where you live in character, and where you have the ability to see that triumphant God and Lord be a part of your life today. Because William has it. He's been blessed with it. And we in our lives have a way to follow suit, and to see God's everlasting forgiveness and grace for each and every one of us. It's a tough day, isn't it? But it's a day that we turn to Jesus. And in his rightfulness, and in his glory, and in his honor, he helps us. Because William is a part of that resurrected body. And William is in his heavenly kingdom. That's the life we celebrate. And the life that he's been a part of us. So we're going to love to hear the stories, aren't we? Stories that allow us to laugh. Stories that allow us to cry. Stories that make a difference for us on how William was meaningful to us and how we understood we were meaningful to him. But do not let your hearts be troubled. Because he is in heaven. In Christ's name. Amen.